Good afternoon. Today, it's going to be quick. I know I say this every episode, but it's really going to be quick. I'm recording halftime of the football game of the Eagles 49ers. But today I want to talk about men snitching versus women snitching. And the reason I'm saying this, and I think men are bigger snitchers than women. Now, if it's something you're doing or somebody doing and it's harming somebody or hurting somebody, taking somebody's life, if you go to tell it, that's not snitching. It's not snitching at all. You see somebody lose their life in front of the police, I mean, over something stupid, it's not snitching. But I say, I'm talking about snitching because I've noticed this a lot lately, personally. I think when a man has a relationship with a woman, they do what they do or whatever is between them. But I don't like when guys get together and talk about women or what they used to do to a particular woman. And women do it too. I'm not going to put it all on the man. Women do it too. But I think men do it more. So men shouldn't go out snitching like that. Now, I think women do it. Men do it for like arrogance or to be looked at as they're the man. I don't think a woman necessarily would talk about her sexual past to be looked at as cool. She may put out information if he says something about her. But I like to say, this is a personal thing with me. Lately, I'm hearing a lot of guys say, not to say that I hang around these guys, but I just hate when a man go and put a woman on blast because of the relationship that y'all had. You did what you did, okay, it's behind you now. Move forward. And vice versa. If y'all had a relationship, sexual relationship, whatever, move forward. It was sex, okay, between two people, two willing adults. But I hate when a guy try to put a woman out there, put her business out there. And while we're on snitching, now, if you are involved in some street stuff, you gotta understand that, okay, it's a possibility that I get caught. So when you get caught, there's no need to tell it because you put yourself in that situation, whether it's drugs or armed robbery or whatever. Like, it is nobody, ain't nobody real, ain't nobody solid. Because people will fold. When it come down to it, when you get in that courtroom, they're going to make you tell it. So it's like, if you're not about that life, don't even get into it. Let it ride. Just go on to work. Go get you a minimum wage job. Because now, as we see a lot of these rappers with the RICO law, whatever, they're getting in trouble. And everybody pointing the finger about being a snitch. Now, I think the rapper 6ix9ine really opened up about people snitching. He did it, no one told on him. So now is everybody following suit. They doing it and they're telling. But if you know you're not built that way, just don't even get involved. Just get your regular job and go on with your life. Now, another thing that I know personally, and I witnessed, if you're at work, whether you're male or female, if somebody's doing something, supervisor or whoever has asked you a question, you don't know what's going on, you don't have nothing to do with it, don't tell on somebody because that job don't love you. You just there to make your money. You ain't going to get rich working on the job. And no one's going to like you more for telling on somebody else. Like me, if I see somebody do something, it's none of my business. I don't try to tell it for clout, but I see a lot of people snitch and tell for clout. And if you're listening to my voice, you have somebody on your job that loves to snitch, but they're right there in the action doing wrong step two. Maybe they take a long lunch or they do this or do that, but they quick to tell it as soon as they see somebody else doing something. See, that's a form of snitching too. So, but that goes with either gender about snitching. But like I say, I always look at it as if I have nothing to do with it. I ain't telling nobody, no supervisor, don't come to me, because that's your job. I'm an employee. I didn't sign up to be a supervisor. Your supervisor, you find out for yourself. Not wanting people to snitch on each other. Because at the end of the day, if you snitch on someone, it's not like the supervisor is going to be your buddy or whatever. That supervisor has a job to do. So if somebody tells something on you, it's like, okay, they turn on you. The supervisor say, okay, you did this. He or she gonna do what they have to do. So it's like, go to work, mind your business. And the snitching thing is not cool unless somebody lose their life over dumbness. Or if you see an elderly person getting picked on or whatever, that right there is not snitching. That's like you doing what you're supposed to do. But all this other stuff, sticking your nose in something that has nothing to do with you, it is snitching. And guys, we got to do better. Girls too. But I, like I said, I don't hear of girls doing, but guys, they like to run their mouth about what they could have, should have did. And another thing, life is moving forward. So why do people want to continue to talk about the past anyway? One thing I can't stand is a used to person. It's always about what they used to do. I used to do this. I used to do that. We're moving forward. Talk about how great you could be from this point forward. Because all that used to don't last forever. You're the only one stuck with those stories. But what can you do now from this point forward to be great? And let me see, this week in the news, the Aretha Franklin story, some people say it wasn't real, but the LGBT/transgender community came out against a song about a real woman, about Aretha Franklin singing A Real Woman or something like that. I mean, which is crazy. If transgenders really came out against her, they're stupid. Yeah, I said it, but I mean, what the fuck? They can't. If they cancel me, they cancel me. But that is stupid. But if the story was real, I wouldn't be surprised. Because now it's like, you can't say or do anything without somebody canceling you. It's just like you can barely breathe without getting canceled by some group. Somebody's coming after you. But I'm going to end it, get back to this football game. But whatever you do, don't snitch on anybody at a job. You there, get your money, and go home. These jobs not going to make you rich. So don't kiss up by snitching or telling on somebody. Let that supervisor or that manager find out on themselves. That's their job. It's not your job. And fellas, once again, stop putting women on blast because of what you used to do to her. What are you doing now? Make your life better. Find your woman. Find your wife. Talk about how great that is. That's the story that need to be heard, about how you found a lady. You met her, you fell in love, y'all married, y'all doing good. Not about some other girl because she's with someone else, how you used to screw her or whatever you used to do to her. That was then. Times have changed. Everybody grow. You want to grow no matter what. you want to get better. Because everybody have did some stuff in the past that we're not proud of, and sometimes it nobody knew about it but us and the other person. But at the end of the day, we want to get better, become better people. Because of the choices that we made bad choices. And that's all I have. Thanks for listening.